the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. Oh, come and sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord a new song.
Oh, come and sing,
sing to the Lord.
Your heart. What we are about to do. We're going to be praising his name today. Bigger Neo, please do so. We're going to pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for blessing us with your presence. Whenever two or more are gathered, you promise to be here. We trust you 100% in your word. And thank you for blessing this gathering and bring to our remembrance everything that you have done for us the last 30 days and for the new people for the last 30 years or so, whatever. Or if anybody wants to share something they never shared before. Thank you for these testimonies that we're already receiving in the email and all that we're going to be sharing here in a few minutes. And thank you so much for the way you answer prayer. And even when you answer no, because we truly only ask you, you know, for things that are okay by you. We truly want to follow your lead and your will. And again, we lift up everybody on our prayer list, as always. Please accept this prayer and all these praises in the name of your precious Son, our Savior, and our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay. Yeah, public VPNs have a tendency to be a little laggy. Can you tell? Brother Joe was on a VPN and chopped the daylights out of that song. But that's okay. He's off it now, and so it'll be okay for the closing song. But thanks, Brother Alex, for stepping in and putting it out there like that. But it's one of the reasons I don't like the public VPNs. You know, build one in your house or just use a second old computer laying around and turn it into a firewall if you have to. If we're worried. Because I used to do that with the old, when we first started doing the audio chats years ago, people used to hack and attack and throw viruses through the system because it would be, you know, a lot of the chat rooms that first started out used to be gaming chats. And they left a lot of the attack code still in there if anybody wanted to play around and, you know, kick people out of rooms and stuff like that. And you would have to literally, the quickest way to fix the problem would be to wipe the hard drive, reinstall the operating system, and get back in the room. But they knew that to do that would take, you know, all day and then reinstall all your stuff. So I just put a junky computer up as my main entry into the Internet, a bare-bones operating system, and use that. And within 20, 25 minutes, I was back up. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, then that too, yeah, the speed has, like if you use a VPN, you're stacking things when you're streaming especially, or just downloading something, if your computer has to go through a few areas before it can get to you, yeah, it's going to knock it down in speed. So you got to have some good speed to be able to do that. But I don't know. Anyway, got a lot of praises today. And for those of you that are, please don't send any praise requests to SDRND2 and SDRND. Because my wife is with one of my daughters and visiting there. And the computer that they have is very small, and sending her a PM isn't going to work. It's very difficult for her to, you know, even respond in PM with that thing. And if you've emailed her a praise or anything like that, re-email it to myself or somebody else. Yeah, and I got your sister Vera. I did get it, and I didn't send it to Fran because I knew she couldn't get the emails. Because I tore her computer apart. And that's my first praise, by the way. So let me get my little list of praises up here, because a lot of you have sent your praises in. And Sister Teresa, I think she's here, right? I hope you got my email. I was a little bit, I got quite a few, and I gave Brother Sean your praise. Let me get the praises here. Like I said, the first one here is, this week was insane when it came to the computers. As you can tell by WTPR. The only way to listen on WTPR right now is using Microsoft Internet Explorer, which will stream through Windows Media Player that's built into the browser, if you have that plugin on. If you don't, you can always take the MMS that shows up on that thing. And I had a the guy whoever made the software misspelled the word below. So after I start the stream, I have to literally hack into the stream and change the word below in two spots because he put too many L's in it. It looks embarrassing. It looks like I did it. Problem is, every time I start the stream, that thing rebuilds the misspell. But next week, hopefully, we'll get that up and running with using a different streamer, which will allow access, like the chat room does, to any item, but even if you don't have Flash. As far as I understand it, I'm hoping it works too, because it might not. But the server went down. I got that up quick. WTPR went down and stayed down, but that I couldn't fix. And when I asked them if they had a discount on the software, because they decided even though they offered it free to people if they would just advertise for them, which I did, I just put NCH software on the bottom of the WTPR stream. They changed it to where they're selling it now, and when I asked for a discount because I'm a church, all the emails ended, and I sent three or four more, and I didn't get mean or nothing. Well, I'm not gonna. Them days are gone. And so I found this new stuff. So we got WTPR back up, but kind of on crutches. So that's good enough for now. But we have nowhere near as many people. I can literally see we have three people in there, and the other one, hopefully we'll get back up in the big numbers there, like we used to be. And Fran's computer still has the issues with the booting. It takes 3 to 5 minutes three minutes for the motherboard to post. And I've looked high and low all over the internet, even on YouTube. Nobody knows why this motherboard's doing this. But I was able to fix the boot issues with the Windows operating system for her, and found a couple of RAM sticks. Now she's got 8 gig of DDR in there, and it runs a lot quicker now. But you got to sit there and grow hair for 2 or 3 minutes for it even to start loading Windows. That's fixed. And then my system had to, I found that I must have hit something when I was messing around in the BIOS a few months ago, and I never caught it. But my MBR, my master boot record, was pointing to the wrong hard drive, and every now and then it was telling me to restart or rebuild my MBR, and I would, and it would always point to the wrong hard drive, and I finally figured it out the other day after I was praying intensely and got that fixed, and so praise the Lord for that. So amen, 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 amen. I also wanted to praise the Lord for grosbeaks have decided to breed here. And a grosbeak is a cute little bird about twice the size of a finch, a little bigger than a sparrow. Well, actually, quite a bit bigger, about a third bigger than a sparrow. Really dark jet black and then really bright white markings on it, you know, in a bright red throat. That's the guy. The girl, she's just brown looking with a red throat. But that's always the way the guys are always all prettied up in nature to attract the females. And a cute little beak. At first, Fran and I thought it was a woodpecker until the little guy turned his head sideways and he says, he ain't going to peck nothing out of a tree with that beak. But now they're, you know, we've got, what was it, Fran? I think three males and a female. And what they do is they migrate up from Mexico and they go up. I looked at the migration map and they went all the way up. And they got to get to Canada, but they'll stop in some of the northern states and breed. Well, praise God, it looks like they picked our house because we've got all that seed out there in that little seed barn that I got for the birds, and I have it covered in wire fencing to keep the big birds out because they just drain that thing in a day. And then I got a little, you know, bird bath that they drink from, and they're back and forth four or five times a day just getting seed, and I just praise God for that because those little guys are so cute. And really, really, really nice. And I also wanted to praise the Lord that that software that I'm using for WTPR, when I was checking it out and I was testing it for 3 days before I went public with it, it was $99, which was $10 more than the other one. But they never answered my emails, and so I was going to go with this one. After prayer, I decided Friday morning I'm going to go for it. I'm going to buy it, and it was on sale that one day for $9. $9.99. I thought, well, twist my arm. So all I got to do now is get together with the tech support, which is in the Netherlands, which means I can't get them on the phone. But I should be able to get it next Monday, Tuesday next week to where I want to get it before. Actually, I'd like to get it before Tuesday so that, you know, because we have them. Oh, no, you guys never use the radio. We don't use the radio until Friday. But all week, there's people listening on the radio, so I got to get up as quick as possible. And then one more thing for me that I praise the Lord for, the time of the year when you got to set up your garden, right? And Fran and I are always swamped, and I wanted to praise the Lord that Sister Leanne and Brother Trey, they set up their garden in their house, and they did a thing here too for us, and Fran helped out, and it's just really nice where it's just, you don't have to do this the second year. It's just like 4 inches or 5 inches of chips all over the ground, and then you dig little holes. And you put cardboard underneath first, and that's all set up now. We don't have to worry about weeding, except for wherever you set the seed, you have it like a little shallow area where you put the seed. I got to tell you, girls, we got dandelions coming up all over the place now. But I know that once the crop pops up, you pull out the seeds and then push the chips back in, no more weeds, ever. And I think that is so awesome because me and Fran are always having a rough go with that. And Fran wanted me to rototill. And as I'm pulling on that cord, you know, like you're trying to start a mower, because that's what more or less it is, the cable snapped, right? And I had an extra one. Praise God. So I got an extra one. I was going to get ready to wrap it in there. And as I'm taking the housing off, the spring shot out of there like it was on steroids and shot across the garage, and I go, oh, man. First of all, I don't know how to recoil this thing, this spring. And so I pray to this Father God, you know, he's given me ever since I was a teenager a MacGyver way of doing things, you know, what they call redneck technology. And so I figured out a way to use a drill with an old screwdriver. It was a 100-year-old screwdriver where I had to literally take the handle off because it's got square stock for the screwdriver. It just took square stock and smashed the other end on the forge. I made a straight screwdriver. And then a regular, I think it was like a 1-inch socket wrench bolt on the bolt that spins the camshaft. Stuck that screwdriver in there, got it wedged, stuck it on the drill, and boom, started right up. I thought, wow, this is awesome. It's a lot easier than pulling that cord, I got to tell you. So my rototiller's got a electric start. but not really. So. And I think that's it for me. And then I want to share one more from the brothers in Uganda. And again, don't send any PMs to Sister Fran on SDR Indy or SDR Indy 2 because she can't get them. the way her computer is, the computer she's using right now, it's just, it's a mess. Let's just put it that way. But praise God, she was able to do a children's story. And it was a good one again, as usual. Anyway, this is what I got from Uganda. And he says, amen. I'm going to talk with the brethren so that we see what to do about the name. And I asked him, I says, why do you guys call yourselves Seventh-day Remnant Adventists or something? I can't remember. Seventh-day Remnant Adventists. I says, the Seventh-day Remnant is the answer to the SDA Advent, you know, the Seventh-day Adventist. You know, you got the ninth hour and you got the 11th hour. You don't need the name Adventist twice. And so that's why he's answering. He says that. But he says, I always feel blessed to have words of courage from you and the brethren, you know, because they're going through it. I didn't find out how the court date went because they had to go to court. The Seventh-day Adventist Church literally had them arrested, for those of you that didn't notice. And Ted Wilson was there, could have stopped it, but he didn't, because some of the people that believe as we do, we didn't even know them until a month before that. But this is what he sent. He goes, joyful news I want to share with you is our presentation yesterday. I saw the Holy Spirit working and inspiring the gathered people who came to hear the gospel. And this is in Uganda, by the way. This guy really speaks English good, too. He says, as I was presenting, I exposed the wicked deeds of the man of sin, as we were called to expose the wickedness of the man of sin, so he understands. These so-called born-agains, I also talked about how Islamic religion was formed by the papacy, and other evils done by the papacy. The people were touched and appreciated the message, because a lot of them are Catholic out there, by the way, saying, and the people said, thank you for revealing to us these hidden secrets. And from the congregation came a certain man and gave me his little money with love, saying, thank you, Pastor, for the truth. After some time came another Muslim man. He did the same thing. People have appreciated the message in this area of, and I'm not going to name the city in Uganda, I'm just not doing it on the air. Because they're already getting arrested, I'm not going to have them, you know, further problems. And he says, when we finished the presentation, a certain man came, another Muslim, and thanked us for this message. And these are the words came from his mouth. And this is what he said. He said, he got a little bit of broken English, but he's got it down. It says, this is the truth, but please pray much, because this message is not easy. Anytime you can lose your life. That's what he said to him. And he goes on, he says, for I heard some people who were preaching such a message and were murdered. So looks like we've got martyrs and the Seventh-day Remnant people as well now. And so pray. And we also shall be praying for you. May the Lord bless you. Go on with this message. But please record this message on video so that we can share it with others. Because, you know, he might die. And so that way you keep it going. And that's why, you know, my site, Craig's site, they can be portable if they kill us, you know. So anyway, it goes on. Some people also asked us to give them this message in videos, saying that we should record the presentations on video so that we distribute the message. We have been thinking about that thing just because we have been lacking some equipment. But we're praying that God may do us a favor and get them for the faster spreading of the present truth message. We also pray for you, brethren, as you do, as so do to us. May the Lord help us to win the boon of eternal life. And I believe we shall meet with you, brethren, in the heavenly places. I dedicate these songs to the brethren. Please, may the Almighty Father bless you with them. And two songs he had. He just gave the titles, which is Take the World and Give Me Jesus. I'd love to get that one recorded. And then the other one is Near My God to Thee. We all know that one. And then that song number two, I like the part which says, or if on joyful wing cleaving the sky, sun, moon, and stars forget, upward I fly. Still my song shall be Nearer My God to Thee, Nearer to Thee. In Christ, Brother Paul, God bless you all. Man, and his name's Paul. I love this. And so please keep them in prayer. I'm waiting on him as to what type of equipment. I think he did email me back. Since I got to check my email anyway to see if... His emails are easy to catch in my long list here, because Wait, let's see. Video camera. Yeah, I did get it. He goes, it is a video camera because people ask us for presentations and videos so that when we leave, they could stay listening and watching those sermons. Say that they're powerful. So that's why we need that tool. And if you can send us some printed materials like tracks or books, it is our pleasure. So I got to get an address for him. So another issue, I wanted to know the name you gave to our track on the site. We translated it also, and it is our mother's tongue, and in our mother's tongue now. So that track that they made that is better than the track we made about exposing the Seventh-day Adventist apostasy, they made it. It's on the track page on my website, POJM Tracks. He's got it in his native tongue, his mother's tongue, I guess that's how he says it. He says, we're planning to print it out so that we can give that to the people. We're also planning to print out some of the tracks from the POGM track page and to translate them into our mother's tongue. Praise the Lord. May the Lord help us make it in. And so I'll send him an email because I just got this email. When did I get this? Oh, man. It's like a week ago. But this is the norm with him and I. It takes me a week to get back to him. It takes him a month to get back to me because it's not like the Internet's growing on trees out there. And so anyway, I'm going to drop the mic, and whoever is, well, Brother Sean's the next one up, so let me drop the mic.
Best blessings, everybody. Can you guys hear me? Yes. Good. Praise the Lord. Well, happy Sabbath, everyone. I'm going to start with the long one. I'm going to start with Sister Teresa's. So she has a couple. And then maybe I'll read one more and then pass it back to Pastor Nicholas if he has more to read. All right. So first I'll start with Sister Teresa's, as I said. And she has 6 praises. All right, the first praise. She says, I went to Bass Pro Shop with my husband last month. And the sales associate that was helping my husband started to talk about how he smokes different meats. I relayed to him that I used to eat meat. However, I was now a vegan. The sales associate then asked me why I stopped. I explained to him that it was a spiritual choice, and I wouldn't have been able to do it without the help of Jesus. He went on to say that he attends Mass and he really likes to study the Bible. We conversed in a few different topics. I then handed him a Second Coming card and relayed if he was really searching for the truth, he should visit the website. Please keep him in prayer. Praise the Lord. And praise the Lord, sister. And plant seeds in another soul. E. Second praise says, many of you know that we put our house up for sale in late fall. Over 2 years ago, the Lord revealed that he wanted us to move north. I had a past testimony on how it was revealed and how everything unfolded. However, we took it off the market during the winter, and we just put it back again in April. We have had people go through. However, the house just didn't work out for their families. It's been a little bit of a roller coaster. However, each time I go into prayer and I ask the Lord if this move is what he still wants, it amazes me that each time I get a text from my realtor relaying that someone would like look at the house. I feel that the Lord is giving me confirmation this is still his will and that I need to be more patient, and when the timing is right, it will happen. I praise the Lord that he sees the beginning to end, and he knows what is best, even if I am not able to see it at that time. Situations always happen the way they are supposed to, and things make sense at a later time. Praise the Lord. Yes, amen, sister. That's definitely how God works. His wisdom is so much higher than ours, obviously infinitely, that we see that is the way in which he moves. His hand movements are very mysterious, but eventually we understand. And even if we don't understand here, looking through glasses darkly, we will certainly understand in the kingdom of heaven. Anyway, the third praise, she says, also the daughter, Cindy, of the previous owners, both deceased, of our house, called me one day because she noticed the house was up for sale. She wanted to know if she could come for a visit with her daughter to see all the changes that we have made. Cindy's parents were the only owners prior to us during our phone conversation. She mentioned that she was happy to hear that I am a Christian. Cindy was told that from my neighbor at a baby shower she attended. I then explained to Cindy that I used to be Catholic, and then a Baptist. And I used to go and knock on doors, soul-winning, as the Baptists call it. However, I relayed that I was no longer a Catholic or Baptist because something just didn't seem right with all these different religions, and I was going through a spiritual battle. I went on to explain how one day I got down on my knees and literally cried out from my heart to the Lord to please reveal and teach me the truth. I praised his mighty name. I also relayed that the Sabbath... I didn't mean to say it that way. I also relayed that the Sabbath would not work... Oh, okay, for meeting for her. I also relayed that the Sabbath will not work for me because it is the Lord's Day. During the second phone call Cindy and I had, she asked me what Baptist church I used to attend. I told her, which then led into another conversation about Sunday worship and the true Sabbath. We spoke briefly about it, but I didn't push it any further. Last Sunday, Cindy and her daughter came through the house. It was a nice visit. Before she left, I handed her a Sabbath tract and asked her to please read it with an open mind, and she took it and said she would have a look at it. Please keep her in your prayers. Praise the Lord. So another seed planted. Okay, fourth praise. I want to praise the Lord for keeping me strong when I know that I was being tempted last month both times on the Sabbath. When I listed the house, it was put on paper that there would not be any showings from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. On the one Sabbath, the realtor called because someone was driving by and wanted to see the house. I did not answer my phone and called her a bit after the Sabbath. I explained that under no circumstances will I do that. The realtor said that she didn't think so, but she thought she would try. The realtor also told me that the other agent got so upset, saying, "Doesn't your client know that she could lose potential buyers?" I relayed that I have the Lord on my side, and when he's ready, the house will sell. Praise the Lord. The second time was in reference for booking a showing on a Sunday, but the agents wanted confirmation on the Saturday. I relayed to my agent that if she has to book a showing for Sunday, to go ahead and do so, but I do not want to know about it until after the Sabbath has ended. I know it's difficult for my agent to understand about the Sabbath. She believes in Jesus, but is a Sunday worshiper and believes the Ten Commandments were abolished at the cross, and is just as blinded as I once was. Please keep her in your prayers, and I pray that she may see the truth one day. Praise the Lord. Fifth praise says, I thank the Lord for being patient with me and helping me to overcome my imperfections as I strive on to be an obedient child through the blood of Jesus, and also for continuously teaching me the truth. I praise his mighty name. Amen, sister. And her sixth one, last one, she says, it is also a blessing to hear my brothers and sisters' testimonies, especially when we ask, when we are asked to pray for certain things and we see the Lord's hand move. Praise the Lord. God bless this ministry and all you brothers and sisters. And signs it, Teresa. So praise the Lord, sister. And I will read one more, and if Pastor Nicholas, if you have any, then, and put your hand up. If not, then there's still a lot more. There's still a couple more. So Brother Joe sent me a praise, and he said, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I would like to praise the Lord for all the trials he has been putting us through and blessing us with the strength to get through them and the lessons learned. I would also like to praise the Lord for all the witnessing opportunities and being convicted to share the truth with those souls that he has sent our way. Please continue to pray for the strength and courage we all need as a church family and as individuals to get through this dark cloud that is upon us. Love you all and hope to see some of you at the gathering soon. Sabbath blessings and God bless. And amen, Brother Joe. All right, I will drop the mic, and the next voice you will hear is that of Pastor Nicholas.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, this first one I got here is from Brother Eli. He says, praise the Lord for healing my toothache last week when the pain was so intense. By inquiring of the Lord before going to the dentist, for he already created the cure for any diseases that this world has. Praise the Lord. Oh, amen. So it was healed before he went to the dentist. Amen, brother. And Brother Gorin. And he says, Sabbath blessings, brother. Praise for later. Oh, okay. Sabbath blessings to you, too. He says, praise the Lord. I got my first ever real job. This is a major praise because I've waited for the answer for the longest time. Weekends are free. Friday ends in time as well. Amen. So far, so good. I hope things don't change too much. It's all still a bit unofficial, but I'm there working, and I'm sure the rest of the details will get sorted out. Praise the Lord, my brother. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord for your patience to wait on the Lord. I know we all went through it. I did it 16 months with 8 kids. And then Brother Alex says, praise the Lord. He got a praise. He got a pay raise, a job better than before. And then he also wants to praise the Lord for brethren to fellowship with, technical trials during which he picked up a bit more knowledge and skills. So, amen. Yeah, that's another thing I've noticed too, bro. When I get the, like this week especially, you know, you always think you forget, because I forgot a lot more than I've learned about computers. But when they break down, it's like it just comes back to you. And but sometimes it's a little slow getting there. And I also want to praise the Lord for Ginkgo biloba. And I'm not forgetting to take it, because I put it right next to, you know, like when I eat, I have it with all my other pills that I take before I eat. All the natural, you know, like garlic and other things, you know. Well, praise the Lord. Okay, and then I'll get some email here. I got, still I got more outside as well, but if anybody wants to praise next, just put up your mic. I'll scroll up and down here just to make sure everybody's good. Okay. And again, I'm praising the Lord that there's people on WTPR. I didn't think that, you know, because most people don't like Microsoft Internet Explorer, and I have. I'm with you on that one, I got to say. It crashes every time I shut it off. When you go to turn it off, it crashes. So I can't even turn off its thing properly. But anyway, this next one here is from Brother Michael. And he says, Sabbath blessings to each and every one of you. I want to praise the Lord for, and then he's got a list here, my salvation and for this church family with whom I can worship Jesus. Amen. His next one is his protection over this ministry with his angels so that the truth may go forth to the ends of the earth by foot and online. And then for not giving up on us no matter what. Amen. His long-suffering. Praise the Lord for his long-suffering. And then he says, praise the Lord for sending my way on the street 3 weeks ago, a man who out of nowhere said to me, Jesus is risen. We talked only for an hour after that, and I still wait patiently to meet up with him again. Amen. And then the last one, he says, praise the Lord that I'm starting to be more physically active so I can be healthier since he is underweight or something like that, I guess. And thank you, Lord, for everything. God bless you all. Well, amen. God bless you too, brother. Amen and amen. And then let me go back to my other one. I got one more in email from Sister Elena, but let me just check and see if I got any more. Nope, so I'll go back to that in a minute. This next one here I got from Brother Lewis in the room here. Oh, no, I don't. Could you type it for? Yeah, what did I do with that praise? Because, wait, let me check. No, I don't. Whatever happened to that? Could you, would it be too hard to type it up in the PM, Lee? Okay, cool. She's going to, because Lee's got a praise. And I think it's in my emails, where I emailed it to myself, and I think I put it in my private prayer list, too. Maybe it's in there, but if you're going to type it, then, yeah, just go for it. All right, so this is from Lewis 5. He says, and this is his testimony on how he found Christ. So this will take me, I don't know, 3 minutes. Okay. In late 2015 and early 2016, I was getting interested in conspiracy theories and questions like, who controls this world, or who controls this world, and why is the world like this? And the answers were always, it's the Illuminati, the globalists, Freemasons, aliens, the Jews, you know, and that's the way the Pope keeps the people from not looking at him. They put that out there. Anyway, he goes on. He says, then I started watching Alex Jones and thought that he was legit. After watching him for some time, he convinced me that Trump was a good guy and that was going to save the earth and that keeping Christian traditions is cool and it helps fight the globalists. And by the way, I just put a new link on my Alex Jones page where him and that one comic that is very vulgar, Joe Rogan, he used to do that Fear Factor thing, smoking marijuana on camera. And Alex Jones is a Jesuit coadjutor and a very devout Roman Catholic. And he has no problem threatening people's lives either. And so he obviously found out about him too. And then Lewis says this, and I didn't know this. And so this is number three. You'll know what I mean by number three here in a minute. He says, by the way, I was an atheist. So I prayed to pictures and celebrated Pascha, which is the Eastern Orthodox Easter. And thought that was Christianity. But later things happened that made me doubt Alex Jones. So I prayed to God, not using pictures, because I thought you don't have to pray to him only through pictures. That's probably why he heard me. Amen, brother. I asked God to reveal the truth to me about Alex Jones and what is truly happening in the world. And one day a person sent by God commented on how Alex Jones he commented on one of the Alex Jones videos and posted a comment that said that I should go to a channel named Joggler 66 for truth. I usually don't go to the channels that people recommend in comments on YouTube videos because I don't trust them. But this time, for some reason, I know Joggler, by the way. He's one of my subs. I don't know if he's a church member or not because I can't keep track of handles. he goes, I usually don't go to the channels. I don't trust him. So he says he decided to take a look, and he goes, praise the Lord, when I searched Joggler 66, I found out it was a Bible-believing Christian that exposes the Antichrist. He has books, he has book readings, and has discussions of George with Brett Norman and Tom Fresh. Tom Fresh, by the way, for those of you that don't remember, he was part of our church family years ago when we had the old other chat room. He was on the radio with me at First Amendment as well. He was the guy that cried a lot when he would share his testimonies. He was a nice guy. He's still on First Amendment right now. He's getting pretty popular. And he believes the same way we do. Right. And then he goes on. He says, and there I heard the truth and accepted it. My favorite book reading was Babylon Mystery Religion. And after finding out the truth, I was shocked. My whole life was a lie. And everything I knew about Christianity was wrong. I thought, who is, okay, let me see. Where do you go here? I thought, who is Russian and, wait a second, I thought Christianity was about, yeah, okay, I thought Christianity was about worshiping pictures and keeping traditions. And that's weird because a lot of people think that. This is how the world teaches. What I knew about Christianity was from my mother later in August 2000, my mother, who is Russian and believes in Eastern Orthodox religion. Now, I knew the truth, but was still not a full Christian. Later in August of 2017, God urged me to give up sin that I had been committing. So I tried to give it up, and it was hard. And I felt something wonderful. I felt the presence of Christ. Oh, wait, I skipped a sentence again. It's hard to read with these notepads because it's so tiny. All right, so give up sin, and I have been committing. So I tried to give it up. And it was hard at first, but then it got easier and I overcame. And later, after I overcame, I was watching one of George's videos. And when it started to end, I felt something wonderful. I felt the presence of Christ. I cannot describe what I felt like, but it was the best moment of my life. Tears of joy were rolling down my face, and it was the best feeling ever. Then my pleasure... best feeling ever. It felt better than any pleasure you get from sin. But it only lasted for a little moment. Then later the next week, if I remember correctly, George mentioned in one of his videos your website, probably because God wanted me to go to remnantofgod.org. So I took a look and found out more truth, especially about the Sabbath. I already knew about the Sabbath, but I didn't know how to properly keep it. I thought, all you need to do was not work on that day, and that studying was okay. And then a big decision came to me in my life to keep the Sabbath or not, because I had to go to study English for a certificate on Sabbaths and Sundays. It was a really hard decision. But then I decided that I'm going to follow God and not go study on Sabbaths for a piece of paper, you know, like a certificate, you know, sheepskin that they put on a wall. After that, I declared to my mother that I'm not going on Sabbath, and then she said that I need to go on Sabbath and that I should do it for my parents. And I told her a Bible verse about how he that loveth father and mother more than Christ is not worthy of him. After that, she asked where that was from, and I told her that it's from the Bible. And then she told me that the Bible's an evil book and got angry, really aggressive and hateful. And I never knew my own mother could ever, and keep in mind, she's from the Eastern Orthodox religion, and like the Catholic Church, they don't hand them the Bible. They don't give them the Bible. That way they have better control over the people. So anyway, she got really aggressive and hateful, and I never knew my mother could get so hateful towards me. I know it shocked me too when it happened to me. I'm going to admit I even cried. But later, I started to learn more truth, and then properly accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and became a proper Christian, and soon joined the chat room. I was now going to study only on Sundays. But when I first came on Sunday, I was surprised. I expected people to be angry and question me because I didn't come on Sabbath, but nobody minded. In the end, I still got my certificate and was able to give some tracts to the teacher who was from Australia. It was the last day she was here as a teacher, and she was going to go back to Australia soon. Praise the Lord, I was able to give her some tracts on her last day here, praise the Lord. And then he put an update, because he re-emailed me this morning, so I changed all this. He's got an update here that goes, this Sabbath in the morning, when I woke up, my internet was not working properly, and I needed to attend Sabbath study soon. So I got on my knees, and I prayed, and about 2 or 3 minutes before the study started, the internet started to work properly. Praise the Lord. Amen. And also, one more praise for God making me vegan. At about the same time when I started looking at your website, I had tonsil stones. Never heard of that before. He says tonsil stones in my mouth, and they gave me a really horrible smell and didn't know what was causing them that kept appearing, but after I stopped consuming dairy, they stopped appearing. And then I found out that when I consumed dairy, the residue that was left on my tonsils would form into tonsil stones. And I got to look that up. I never heard of that before. I know what tonsils are, but tonsil stones? Anyway, and then later, God helped me remove my tonsil stones. And as of 2018, I'm happy my mouth doesn't smell bad. Praise the Lord. Amen. And he finishes by saying, I tried to make it short, but could not leave out the important details and turned out long. But I wanted to share it anyway. Hey, brother, not a problem. Not a problem. Amen, amen. Okay, let me move this away and see if I got any more. I got another. Did you get Leanne's praise? Is it an email? I've got Vera's and Brother Paul B. I've got Lee just sent me hers. And I didn't get. You PM'd it? Oh, man. Sorry, no. Didn't Trey do it? I didn't get it. Because I have yours open, and all I got is what they're... Maybe I shut it by mistake. I'm sorry. But let me share one more, and I see Sean has his hand up. And he says, yeah, if you still have your PM open, Fran, just copy and repaste it. But if you closed your PM, then, yeah, you can't. Why not go on the server and look for it? But all right. This is from Sister Lee with the L-E-E, not Sister Leanne. And it says, Last Sabbath, I was on my way home from church, which is here at the house. She comes here. which is about a 45-minute drive. Boy, do you drive slow. to get the other end of town. Well, never mind. Anyway, I was about 5 minutes into the drive when I noticed that I did not have enough gas to make it home. I immediately thought, this has got to be a test from God. So I prayed and trusted that God would get me home safe. By the time I got all the way home, I noticed there was somehow more gas in my tank than I started out with. Praise the Lord. It reminds me of that one story that I put on my website years ago, but these were from these SDAs. They were talking about how the mark of the beast is being enforced. I can't remember the name of the story. I put it on my website because she said it was a story that she made up, or she just made it up and shared it. And she didn't want it on my website because she didn't like me. And she started yelling copyright infringement and all that other stuff. And so this was early in the church. And so I deleted it, and I can't remember the name. Now, is that it, Garn? Yeah, that's it, now. In other words, the mark of the beast was being enforced now. And so the way she describes what would happen sound legit, even though it was all just coming out of her mind. It was just fiction. But she talks about how they were running for their lives, and their car was on E, and they had to drive for hours, and they made it. But I have no doubt is, you know, this what happened with my daughter was not fiction. Well, so again, let me put this in my own private little prayer list here because she family. Okay. All right. And that's, what's today's date? Oh, 505, okay. Okay. All right, let me, so praise the Lord for that, amen. And did Sister Leanne, well, let me check my email, but I'm going to drop the mic so Brother Sean can share what he's got to share.
But blessings again, everybody. Can you hear me? Alrighty, good. Alrighty. So, the next praise, person's praise I'm going to read is Sister Katie's. And she says, I have many praises to share. I would like to praise the Lord for the many seeds that were planted during a visit with my mom, her friends, and family. It was a very emotional week during that time because my mom has stage 4 lung cancer that has spread throughout her body. She has lost a significant amount of weight and has had trouble eating due to dysphagia. The first night that my sister and I arrived there and I saw her sleeping on the couch, I immediately started crying. I was not used to seeing my mom the way she was, even though my aunt told us that she doesn't look the same. After hugging her, I ran to the bathroom and got down on my knees, crying and praying to the Lord that he will help her, and give me the strength to do so. I knew it was going to be hard to show her Jesus because I could feel the demons in the presence. For the first few days after praying with her, she was able to eat little by little, and one of those days she ate twice and drank some vegetable juice my sister and I made her. She started looking better, getting some color in her face, and she felt better, too. I told her, see, Mom, you can do this. You can fight Satan. She was even taking the colloidal silver, even more, that I sent her, and I had put the great seed extract and the black seed oil in her food and blended since she couldn't swallow them. She has had her good moments and she has had her bad moments, and I couldn't tell her bad moments when she had visitors, and I tried to talk about Jesus and health reform while they were there, and she didn't like it. I didn't give up, though. When it was just me and her, I would read the Bible to her and tell her that she should stop smoking because she's only making herself worse. This is not going to help her. If she doesn't follow the instructions with the silver, supplements, and diet and stop smoking, she wouldn't get better. I told her that she had to pray and ask Jesus for strength to stop and to make them taste bad, and he will. I also told her the dangers of the AMA drugs / radiation. The day before we left, a home nurse came to talk to her about her future doctor appointments and plan of care. She started talking and taking radiation again and getting a food tube inserted. I was in the kitchen, and I overheard this, and I knew she gave up on what I was trying to do for her. It hurt me really bad to see her and hear her give up just like that when she was feeling better. I told her that I was taking the vitamins and the water back home since she had made up her mind to let the doctors care for her. Please keep her in prayer. My next praise is that I would like to praise the Lord for more seeds that were planted at work for his wonderful nature. The weather we have been having, all the different kinds of animals we see here in the country. It's also amazing to see the trees blooming right in front of our eyes. Living in the country makes you appreciate all that he has done even more. Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Give me one moment. I'm going to... Yes, absolutely. Keep her mom in prayer. Alrighty. Okay. Next is Sister Danielle. And she says she wants to praise the Lord that she's been able to share more with the ladies at work. They have been asking more questions about me being a vegan and about me always wearing skirts. I pray that seeds are planted. I also want to praise the Lord for how God is moving things in my life right now. I have had little prayers answered, and my kids have seen this, and I just praise the Lord they got to see some answered prayers. I also want to praise the Lord that Emma loves Bible study, and she is staying strong in the faith. She had her grandpa and her daddy try to get her to break Sabbath, but she held strong and told them no. I was able to share with her that we will be hated, but it's okay because we do it for Jesus. So I just praise the Lord she continues to stay strong in Christ. Amen, sister. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. Okay, and then I have a couple myself, and I will drop the mic. So first, I want to praise the Lord for helping and strengthening me, and not just me, but others, to overcome these attacks that Satan likes to send our way, this dark cloud that we have to deal with sometimes. And I want to praise the Lord for that, because I remember the first time I ever saw this kind of, at least the first time that I ever noticed it, because it doesn't mean I've seen it, hadn't seen it before, but the first time I ever noticed it, I was not good. Just put it like that. It was really not good. I was just the way I was seeing myself being attacked and all these thoughts and all the fear and everything else like that. I was like, what is this? But, you know, praise the Lord that this time, you know, seeing sort of some of the same things, you know, all the thoughts and everything else like that. Like I said, I know others are being attacked too, but seeing all of this stuff and just being able to praise the Lord that he's helping us and strengthening us to overcome. I can look back at this trial and I can look back at it before and just honestly say, wow, look, there really has been a change. There really has been growth. And it's not just the cloud that comes around, but it's also, even in other temptations, Satan just, the way that he throws them and tries to tempt us stronger, I guess. And that we're still able to stand there without moving and not removing off the platform, no matter how strong the temptation is. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that, because it's very clear that we are increasing in strength. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for helping us all, not just me, because I know I'm being strengthened through it. So, of course, you guys are being strengthened through it as well. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for helping us out with that. I also wanted to praise the Lord for being able to continue to pass out, you know, the tracks. Got to do it last Sunday. Found a really nice big mall. And I was there with another brother for maybe an hour or so, and we were able to pass out a good number of tracts, so I wanted to praise the Lord for that. And also, because somebody brought this up, I can't remember whose it was. Teresa, that's what it was. It was Teresa's praise that reminded me of this, and I wanted to praise the Lord as well, that certain times, sometimes I'll ask the Lord something, and he'll use Now, another brother or so to answer that prayer, and it's very interesting when it happens because I won't be saying anything out loud. I can just be thinking it in my head and asking the Lord a certain question, and then all of a sudden somebody might walk up to me, or all of a sudden I'll get a text that will answer the question that I had for the Lord when I'm praying in my mind. So I wanted to praise the Lord for that, seeing His hand moving. Also, praising the Lord for this, and also please keep this person in prayer, but getting a chance to share some truth with a poor SDA soul whose little background, their dad was SDA, and he married a Sunday keeper. And he was keeping Sabbath when he did that. So that, it's clearly had an effect upon this person, because this person is very worldly. But despite the fact that they are very worldly, please keep them in prayer, because I'm actually interested in hearing the truth that we have here at Remnant of God, the SDR truth, and specifically wanting to talk about the Trinity. So praise the Lord for that, and please keep all your brothers and sisters in prayer, and all these souls that we're all trying to reach out towards in prayer. And by the way, bring them in when you can, get a chance, invite them in so that they can come and listen, especially coming to hear, for example, in Praise and Testimony Sabbath. That's a really good Sabbath to have people come in and listen and hear all God's good works and hearing the study beforehand. You know, any Sabbath, of course, is good, but please bring them in. But Sabbath blessings, everybody. I will drop the mic.
That happened. I greatly appreciated all his care and safety through all the struggles. Praise the Lord for his mercy and protection and his peace through it all. Amen, sister. Amen and amen. And then I got Sister Vera. So Sabbath blessings, precious brethren. I want to praise Jesus for all the opportunities to share the truth about Easter with many of my loved ones this past month. Also this month, I got a chance to give out many prophecy DVDs to interested souls and share many prophecies with my own mother, who was finally willing to listen. Amen. I remember praying about that for a while. Please keep her in earnest prayer. She is a very wavering soul being tossed to and fro with the winds of doctrine. I want to also praise Jesus for hearing my prayers for my husband's papers to be finished in the U.S. so we can return overseas and be reunited with my girls. Please pray for travel mercies for my family and for me to be unseen in my ministry there. Pray I will stand firm and immovable in Christ, and that He will use me to free many poor souls from the grips of hell. Also, I want to praise Jesus for all the work He wrought in me all this month to teach me to be faithful, even in the small things, and work extra hard on the little darts of Satan that I used to almost ignore. And lastly, I want to praise Jesus for the precious time of almost 1 year of daily prayer and reading of the precious words of God to my son, and all the one-on-one opportunities to sow seeds of truth in his heart. Please pray for my little son, that the seeds of truth will yield much fruit in his life. Pray Christ gives him strength as he returns to a Muslim city, where he will once again be tempted with TV, junk food, and other things to lure him away from all that he learned from the Bible. Thank you, and God bless you, my beloved brethren. Servant of Christ, Sister Vera. Amen, dear sister. Okay. I got this one here from Brother Paul, and he says he's got two praises. Praise number one. A couple of days ago, I witnessed God's care over me in a simple yet amazing way. I woke up late for work, and I didn't manage to either eat breakfast or pack some food for later. I got to work slightly late, not knowing what I would do for food, but trusting it would be okay. At work, there was a training program going on, which I didn't know I was part of until I asked. What I would later realize is that breakfast and lunch would be provided for all. Wow. So despite having nothing that morning, God made sure I got what I needed. Amen, brother. And then praise number two. This past week, something similar happened, but in a different way. I got to work late again, but I had food this time. And one of my workmates had asked for me to bring her some food, but I saw her text late. So instead of buying for her food, I offered mine. She refused at first, but with time, as she realized how hungry she was, she accepted. Now, after giving my workplace, or workmate rather, the food, I did not spend a cent on any food throughout the day. People just kept offering me food, and I was good for the day. Amen. So I praise God for taking care of me, even when I had no idea how he'll do it. I just know he will. Sabbath blessings to all, and God bless. Brother Paul B. So amen, my brother. That's awesome. Especially when everybody comes up and the Lord's just moving people left and right like that. That's nice. And let me check my email again. This last praise. Oh, no, I got another one here from Truth Bearer, from Brother Yaswant. So I'm going to read Sister Elena's first. And so I think she's got two here. Yeah, she says she's got two testimonies. She says, Sabbath blessings, precious church family. I have two testimonies. I want to praise the Lord for taking my side and multiplying my efforts in his business. Yeah, and the first day of this week, which was Sunday, I spent the whole day translating church articles and studies. And I praise the Lord that I had accomplished a lot. And because of that, Satan attacked me on Monday. Monday was supposed to be a slow day work-wise, so I wanted to continue translations. However, it turned to be a nightmare with a cashier mishandling the situation. And as a result, broken entrance gate arm... What? And as a result, broken entrance gate arm by angry customers. Oh, I guess they were shoving hard on it. I could sense where all the troubles were coming from, so I decided to remain calm to the extent that I could. I wanted to place emergency service call, but dispatcher told me that they only do the afternoon service and the after hours start after 4 p.m. The gate was broken around 7:25 a.m. Wow. And there was no available technician to come and help us that day. Several hours later, we were able to fix the gate with our means. And most of the time, we had big traffic, and I had to issue manual tickets quickly, which means quickly write the entry date and time and hand the tickets over to each entering customer. The incident motivated me to fight back and declare the war to Satan so much that I was determined not to go a day without doing the work in the name of the Lord, whether it would be a large passage or just a small paragraph translated. And I praise the Lord for a productive week. Glory be to God. I want to spend the whole day tomorrow working on translations again, and I don't care if I will get attacked. I will do it in the name and the glory of the Heavenly Father, His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and our God, Holy Spirit. Okay, and then her second testimony is, and praise the Lord for that last one. She says, my second testimony and praise is to the glory of the Lord and the Holy Spirit, or the Lord Holy Spirit, whom the Lord Jesus sent to teach, guide, and comfort us. And the way I was comforted is amazing. I helped one person, but I could not do the best because of my finances. Later, I started to regret and blame myself for being greedy and not doing a better job. I also worried if the person whom I had helped would be upset because of my greediness. My fears did not last long because shortly I received an email from this person with a question about something else. And then right after the question I have read, it says, by the way, and the words of thanks followed, stating that the person was happy and grateful for my help. What a comfort my soul received. The Lord Holy Spirit moved that person to put the end to my worries and fears right after they started. Holy Spirit is a true comforter, and he truly loves us enough to make haste to comfort. Glory to the Lord God, the Father, for mastering such a wonderful plan for our salvation, and glory to the Lord Jesus for playing such a crucial role in execution of this divine plan. Glory to the Lord God, Holy Spirit, for comforting us in such a loving way. Praise the Lord for the opportunity to testify about the overwhelming love of God. And may the Lord bless you, dear brothers and sisters. I love you. I love you too, sister. Indeed we do. So amen to that. Okay, let me... All right, and let me check my email again. I got no more there. I got no more PMs. Let me check my... Okay, that's empty too. And I don't see any hands up, and so with that, whoever's going to do the music, please put your hand up, and we will close the service. And praise the Lord again. Amen, amen.
Psalm 117, 1-2. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord.
And an amen. And amen, and amen, and amen. All right, question. Did anybody record the service? I had some glitches on my end here. Brother Gorin had a praise, and what happened to that one? Oh, you did record it, Brother Joe. If you can send it to me when we're done. Yeah, because I think I missed a couple of them didn't get recorded because I forgot to switch from stereo mix to microphone. Yeah. No. And so if you can email it to me. But yeah, it should be around 15, 20 meg, though. Yeah. So wherever you upload it, just send me the link. But I want to find Brother Gorin's praise. I don't think I read it. I think I was received because I don't know why these... Because remember I had that video glitch? Now it's fixed, but it just worked itself out, I guess. But I don't know where... Did we read Brother Gorin's? Hello? Is this thing on? They're all answer at once. Oh, I did? Oh, okay. Thanks, Brother Gorin. Okie dokie. All right. So if you can kneel, let's finish in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so, so very, very much for all that you have done this last 30 days and what you're going to be doing the next 30 days. Thank you so much for blessing us with your presence daily as well as when we're all gathering here. And thank you for answered prayer, the trials that come our way, the smiles we have during the trials, because we know, even though we can't see what's at the end of the trial, we know we would definitely want to go through this trial to get that blessing. And so thank you so much for that too, for opening our eyes to that. And thank you for forgiving us, cleansing us, and blessing us with the latter rain if we are so worthy. And again, we uplift everybody on our prayer list, especially those mentioned in the beginning of the service in the text chat. And thank you also for accepting this prayer in the name of your precious Son, our Lord, our Savior, and King, Jesus Christ. Amen.